It's Wednesday night, time for our weekly Fargo Force Coaches Conversation. This week, we're heading inside the crease with goaltenders coach Hank Johnson of the Force. Coach, great to hear your voice. We're happy to have you on, and hopefully you enjoy these conversations as much as we do. How are you doing as the season's underway now?
It's been awesome. Obviously, just getting the job in this summer and then, you know, walking into a pretty good situation here in Fargo. Great fans, great organization, great group of kids I get to work with every day. So everything so far has been awesome.
From your perspective as a goaltender's coach, I mean, we know that you guys are working, it seems like, tirelessly, probably 10, 12, 14 hours a day. As a goaltender's coach, how much time do you truly spend just working with the guys in the crease versus maybe film study, doing some different things? What does the day in the life of a goaltender's coach look like?
Yeah, so usually we'll hop on the ice ahead of the team. We'll get out there. We'll work on some more technical stuff, more position-oriented stuff. And then the team will hop out. Usually team practice isn't super catered to the goalies, which is normal. A big thing with our guys is I try to tell them, like, hey, practice isn't really made for you, but you got to find ways to make it for you. You got to find ways to get better, even if the drill isn't necessarily game-like for you. You got to find a way to take at least one thing from each drill and work on something. So usually, yeah, we'll get on early. We'll go through our own stuff for about 20 minutes, and then we'll go through team practice. And then sometimes they'll grab me after and if they want to get a little more work in, but usually at that point, they got enough work in and they're ready to get off. After that, they'll get in the weight room, do some mobility stuff. I know the goalies, especially you have to be a little more, you have to have a little more hip mobility than the other players. And especially in this league, we're playing 62 games a year and it's a lot on the body. So all our goalies are really hard in the gym. And then I'll usually grab them about once a week to go over some video stuff individually. Whether it's watching NHL goalies and kind of learning from them, or if we played the last week, we'll go over their puck touches from that game and all that stuff, and kind of set some themes that we want to work on moving forward based on how we played the week before.
Coach, this is our first time getting a chance to talk with you. I know you've been in Fargo for a couple of months now after getting named to the goaltending coach position here with the Fargo Force. Can you tell the fans a little bit about you, about Hank, about what makes you as far as where you were in your collegiate and professional hockey career and how you ended up getting into coaching and then ending up in Fargo?
Okay, yeah. So I'm from Minneapolis. I grew up playing at Minneapolis Hockey Association. And then I ended up going to Breck for high school. We played Moorhead a couple times, so I was a little bit familiar with Moorhead, which is, you know, right next door to us. After high school, I went and played junior hockey up in central Canada, about an hour outside of Ottawa, called Brockville, Ontario. Had a little success there, and then got a scholarship to Bemidji State University, where I played 3 years, and then 2 years after that with Mercer University. So, and then a little bit of pro, but then I decided it was time to hang them up, and I didn't want to leave the game, so I got into coaching. I'm very lucky to have one of my goalie coaches growing up. Dave Rogalski is the goalie coach for the New Jersey Devils. He kind of took me under his wing. Been working with him in the summer. He's helped me become a better coach kind of. I've always been a quieter person. It's just kind of the way I am. But a lot of people didn't think it would be a good fit for coaching. But he kind of took me under his wing, and he saw something in me, and kind of helped me believe in myself a little more. Where you don't have to be the most vocal guy, but you mm-hmm. just have to say the right things
right.
to be a good coach. And so I work with him in the summer. We have a business called Next Level Goaltending.
Okay.
We work out of the Minneapolis metro area, working with goalies of all ages around there all summer long. And then during the winter, we all go and do our own thing.
So you've been coaching professionally as a goalie coach then since the 2023-24 season with Des Moines. That was your first coaching stint then?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you could kind of let me know then, what would you say? You just told me, though, that you're not the most outspoken guy, and there's a lot of guys that coach that are a lot of rah-rah guys, and you made a great point there. I don't know that I've really heard a coach say this before, but it's not about being the loudest, obviously. It's about saying the right thing at the right time. So if you could kind of have to describe your style then as a coach that you've been obviously developing for the last couple of seasons and also working with Next Level Goaltending, what is your coaching style? What do you bring to the Fargo Force team? Because we did have a goalie coach a couple years ago. We didn't specifically have a specific position for that last year. But now we bring back a goaltending coach, and this is obviously a franchise that's been able to develop some goaltenders. So what is your style, and kind of what do you bring to that goaltending coaching room?
Yeah, for me, it's a really complicated position. And so I call my job is to try and simplify it as much as possible. So there's a lot of coaches who get really, really technical and try to get the perfect angle, perfect, we need your hand in this spot, everything needs to be perfect. You're a better goalie when you're just playing naturally and reacting to what's happening in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to, we'll work on certain things throughout the week. We try to work on one thing every practice we want to get better at. But once that game comes around, we're just playing hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been more on that side of things, where I don't want these guys thinking about, I got to do this and I got to do this to mm-hmm. be successful. I just want them to be it present, be in the moment, and just reacting to what's happening in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of drills where we're just, you know, we're working on skating
mm-hmm.
with shots, but we just want to be making reads. We don't want to be too caught up and like where our certain positions are and all that stuff, because the game's played at a really high pace at this level.
Yeah.
And if you're out there and you're thinking, I got to be at the perfect angle, I got to be here and here,
mm-hmm.
You're just going to get beat.
Oh, yeah. And that's kind of that old saying of KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Just allow the player to obviously read and react and not overthink the position, like you said. I believe it was a baseball player, Yogi Berra, once said, don't think, just hit. So it's kind of that mentality, right, where it's don't think about it. You've gone through that muscle memory training of the drills and the positioning, et cetera. So it's just go out there and play hockey and not overthink it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think all the kids, by the time they've gotten to this level, they've had so much coaching growing up. It's kind of in their nature to want to overanalyze stuff. Mm-hmm. But just trying to get them and teach them that you're still playing a game at the end of the day, and you got to go out there and just be an athlete sometimes.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to conditioning, you kind of mentioned that when we started the conversation today. When you talk about conditioning, especially for that goaltender position, obviously, I mean, a lot of us who have watched hockey over the years, we see these goaltenders, they're doing a complete splits, making a great save, or they're, you know, headed one way, they're leaning back the other, they're just contorting their body to make a big save. So when it comes to conditioning, is it about you know, more cardio in your opinion? Is it more of the weight training to stay healthy and strong? Is it about flexibility? Is it a combination of things? Did you work with Coach Stephanie Oliver about a training program for your goaltenders? I mean, how do you kind of view that whole conditioning part of the goaltending position?
Yeah, so like most hockey players, the goalies, the biggest thing is you have to have strong legs. So it's a lot different motions in that, but they're all still run through your legs. So our goalies run through the same training program that our players do. I think in that, it's all about, you know, how strong your legs are and then mobility. Mm-hmm. So Stephanie does a great job working with our team, and they cover everything from, you know, heavy strength training to speed strength training, where they're working on their explosiveness and their sprints and their speed, and then a lot of mobility stuff too, to make sure that their limbs are moving properly and they're doing it injury free as well.
When it comes to taking the job in Fargo, obviously, I love hearing about from other coaches, other players, that they've heard good things about the Fargo Force. And obviously, James and I are very proud to be able to be an extension of the franchise and do these interviews and do the in-the-box interviews with the players. But what drew you to the opportunity here in Fargo as opposed to any place else?
I would say obviously just how the organization, how well it's run in general. Like I was in Des Moines the past couple years, and you're just the stuff you see on social media, and especially two years ago when Fargo won the championship, you just see a culture and a winning culture that you just want to be a part of. Where they've always had a history of developing goaltenders here. Back from Zane McIntyre up until, you know, 2 years ago with Hampton Slukinski. I think the guys who have come before us have done a great job, the goalies and the coaches, and I thought it would be a great place to come to develop me as a coach, and then to work alongside guys like Skins, Mullen, and Kosabud, where I can learn things from them and help develop that way too.
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously seen a number of coaches here come through Fargo and develop as coaches and head on to the NCAA as coaches. So obviously this organization develops not only players, but they also develop coaches as well.
And did you have any crossover at all with Carter Creer, the former goaltenders coach that's at Ohio State now?
Yeah, so I know Carter really well. We met, you know, when I started coaching we built a relationship over the past couple of years, and it's been awesome to learn from him. And I think he was the one who connected me and Skins this summer. So I think he played a small part in me getting the job here, I would say. But yeah, Carter's obviously been an awesome coach, and it's cool to see his development coming from here. He didn't have a long playing background, but he was able to become a great coach, and he's someone I look up to, and I want to be where he's at one day. So it's cool to have that relationship with him, and now kind of take over what he was able to build the past couple of years when he was growing the goalie position here in Fargo.
Yeah, definitely. And I know I got into a habit of talking with him about mindset of goaltenders and kind of the position, probably to a fault of sorts, probably part of the reason he decided to go to Columbus, Ohio, to stop having to talk to me every week. But it's been about a week and a half since your last game. You guys have your home opener this Saturday. But if trying to recollect a little bit from what happened at that Fall Classic, you guys were stellar against the National Development Team, that 1-0 overtime victory. But I want to go to that second game against Madison, where Alan Lendak, who is a grizzled vet at this point in this league, He gave up three goals in the first period, and then he locked down the Capitals from there those final two periods. Just from a coach's perspective, how do you go about dancing around the physical part of hockey, the mental portion of being a goaltender, and trying to keep him, you know, positive and uplifted to be able to go out and have that short memory and serve up two perfect periods so you guys could have gotten that second win after a really tough first period?
Yeah, so obviously the goalie position is mentally pretty straining. I think you have to hold yourself to a higher standard than the other players do if you want to be the goalie. That being said, when we played Madison last weekend, you know, Lendo gives up three in the first. None of them were probably directly his fault, but he would probably look back on it and say, maybe I wish I would have got, you know, one of the three, kept it to two. Regardless, as a goalie, you have to be able to control what you can control. So we work on building our confidence in practice, developing our own game. And when we go out, we want to just play our own game. Sometimes the puck's going to go behind you, but more times than not, you're going to make that save. So just having trust, you know, once you give up those goals, you still got to trust your game and not stray away from things where it's really easy when you get scored on. Say you get scored on glove side early in a game and you're like, oh, well, I need to change my glove positioning now. And then they beat you on the other side later in the game. So we just want to stay true to our own game and not let the results or circumstances around us dictate how we play. We want to go out there and play our game every time.
In closing today's conversation, we appreciate your time as well. It's great to be able to get in guys' heads each week and kind of get a feel for different portions of coaching hockey and also playing on and off the ice as well. But if I'm looking at all my notes properly, I believe that you had a stint with Des Moines, the Buccaneers, the last couple of seasons. And so you've had an opportunity, I would imagine, then to coach and be at Shields Arena as the foe. Now as a coach that's going to be able to be a part of the home team at Shields Arena, how excited are you to be able to coach behind the home bench and be able to feed off that crowd? Because that Force fan base, man, they are passionate, to say the least.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's coming in here on the road, it's obviously always a tough task, and I'm excited to be behind these fans for once, and really excited to watch our guys play this week and all the work we've been putting in over the past couple months and be able to put a good product out on the ice in front of our fans and hopefully deliver for them this weekend. And I just couldn't be more excited to be in the building on Saturday and see our great culture we built here with the fans.
Awesome. Hey, Coach, thank you for a few minutes of your time. We appreciate it. It's good to hear your voice and to be able to talk a little bit of hockey and chop it up a bit. So hopefully this wasn't too painful for you, and you're looking forward to having more conversations with us as much as we are with you the rest of the season.
No, it was awesome. I can't wait to talk more.